We're up to Gimel and Beis Atap. The Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Unia, Gavul Talmud Torah Yosef Me'akrovus Tamidim. On Omar Aleph, the Gemara said that Kriya Samegillah is Docha Talmud Torah Me'akav Chomer from Avoda. If it's Docha Avoda, Kol Shkein it's Docha Talmud Torah. The Gemara says, is that true? Talmud Torah is greater than Avoda. That's what it says over here. Because, like we said, the Malach told him there were two things they did wrong. One is they weren't makriv the korban atamid because of the war, and it was unnecessary not to do it. And the second one is they were mevatel Torah. And Yoshua asked him, which one is the ikar? Which one did you come for? He said, atabasi, I came either for the one that's now, the later one, or Atta, Tosus says, is a remez, the Atta kisul lachem es hashira azol, says it's Talmud Torah. Someone says, lokash, the rabbim or the yachid. Talmud Torah, the rabbim, right, that is greater than avoda. But Talmud Torah, the yachid, avoda is greater than it. Okay, so Rashi, or the rabbim, the hosom kol Yisrael havu. So we show them taka say Talmud Torah the Rabbim means either all of Klal Yisrael together or Rov of Klal Yisrael. That's how it seems from Rashi. That's what he's saying also. Talmud Torah the Rabbim is Klal Yisrael. Could be Rashi. He's just telling you over there it was Talmud Torah the Rabbim because all of Klal Yisrael we're learning. Not that it has to be all of Klal Yisrael. But the Achronim say, which I really don't understand, that there's no such thing as Talmud Torah the Rabbim because what makes the people a Rabbim? Everybody is a Yochid learning. Everybody has to stop learning, go here and create some Megillah. So when does it become Talmud Torah of the Rabbin? I have an answer to that in a second, which they don't say. Therefore, they say that Talmud Torah the Rabbin is only if it's all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael, learning Torah together, that is more important than Avoda. But any amount of Yechidim that are Yechidim, that not. Lamaisa, I have a case of Talmud Torah the Rabbin. You have a shiur learning, and the Rebbe, everybody else heard Kriya Shema Megillah except for the Rebbe, and they can't learn without it. So his bittle, what's it called, is Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. They can't learn without it. And that's what's machaber then, that one Rebbe who has to go now mevatel Talmud Torah. It's not his Talmud Torah, it's Talmud Torah of a bunch of people. That's called Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. Right. Yeah, but it could be over there they were learning the chavrusas wanted people to put together. They didn't need Rebbe, but the Talmud Torah the Rabbin means that it's all the Rabbim are dependent on one person, then it's Talmud Torah the Rabbin. If they're all learning by themselves, right? Even in base Rebbe, that's what's it called, everybody's mevatel for himself. Okay, I don't know. Now they're going to ask with the Yochid Kal, so it comes out, Talmud Torah the Yochid is less important than avoda. Vosnan noshim b'moed ma'anos avalo metapchos. Right, and chol moed, the women who used to professional mourners, so they would be metapchos, one way of mourning. Right, they bang on their chest, I think, and but ma'anos, they would say what's it called? Rashi hespit alameish. They would be able to say a hespit avalo metapchos, but they wouldn't beat on their heart. That was too much avelus. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, how you smuchos l'mita metapchos? If they were close to the body, then they could even beat on their heart. Rosh Chodeshim v'chanuk v'purim on Rosh Chodesh Chanuk and Purim ma'anos u'metapchos, right? Then they were allowed to do both. That's less of a yontif. The Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, and these are only the Rabbanan days. But Rashi says mekonenos, avalo mekonenos, v'hashem afarish ezu inui ve'ezu kina. What's the difference between anos and mekonenos? Inui shekulam onos ka'achas. Inui is where they say in unison. Kina achas omeres v'kulan onos achareha. And what's it called? Kina is responsive. Avomer rabba barhuna ein moed mitnei talmud chacham. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, you can do everything. So you have stayed there and beat on your heart, everything. Kol Shkein Chanukah Purim. Kol Shkein Chanukah Purim, right? doesn't stand in front of a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, what do you see? That Talmidei Chachamim, what's it called, are Dolche Purim. So Talmud Torah is also Dolche Purim. See Rashi. Gemara says, no, Kavod Torah Kohamrash. That's a different thing. There's Talmud Torah and there's Kavod HaTorah. Kavod Torah, the Yochid Chomer. Right? Kavod HaTorah, even of an individual, is more Chomer than Purim, than Mikra Megillah. But Talmud Torah, the Yochid Kal. But the Limud HaTorah is not as important as Kavod HaTorah. And Limud HaTorah, the Yochid, is not, maybe not Dochid. Rashi. Talmud Torah, the Yochid. Bittul Talmudo Kal Mi'avodo Purim. Right? The Bittul Torah of a Yochid and is Nidcha Mitnei Purim. Okay, even though Kavod HaTorah, Purim is Nidcha Mitzvah Kavod HaTorah. Omar Rava, Pshita Li, Avodo Mikra Megillah. So now we have that Mikra Megillah takes precedence over Talmud Torah, the Yochid, and it takes precedence over Avoda, and Avoda is more important than Talmud Torah, the Yochid. Kavod HaTorah is Doche Purim, and Avoda is Doche Purim, and Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, is not Doche Purim. Okay. Omar Rava, Pshitali Avodo Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Odif. Right? We had already that said the Beferish Brisa that we learned from the Pasuk Mishpacha Mishpacha, that even Kohanim, Leviim are mevatel to Kriyas Megillah. So Avoda Mikra Megillah Odif. And we already said the Machlokas Rishonim what that means. Does that mean it's Doche Korbanos even if you won't be able to bring the Korban? Or it's only Doche it to push it off? You can do both. First you do Mikra Megillah. Then you do the Korban. But if it's going to be Mavakla, the Korban completely, this is the Raisa, this is the Rabban, and it's not Mavakla. Another Rishonim will know. It's Mavakla completely. The Rabban have that Koach. Mavakla the Avoda for the sake of Pirsume Nisa of Kriyas Megillah. Okay. So Mikra Megillah Odif. Midr Yoshi B'chanina, like we had before, Rabbi Yoshi B'chanina, that even Mishpachos Kohun and Levi are Mavatal Avoda for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Talmud Torah u'Mikra Megillah. If you have a question of Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, you're learning and time comes to go to shul and hear Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Odif. You're even Mavatal Torah to get to shul to hear, or you're Mavatal Talmud Torah be'echos to listen to the Megillah, not to learn the Iyum. Midasamchu shall base Rebbe. Right, from what it said over there, that the Beis Rebbe was so mech to be Mavatal Talmud Torah, Mishum Kriyas HaMegillah. Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah. If you're learning Torah and there's a Meis Mitzvah to bury, Meis Mitzvah Adif. A Meis Mitzvah is more important. Minitanya, Mavatal Talmud Torah, Lahotzoas HaMeis. So they ask, Lechora, that halacha of Mavatal Talmud Torah, Lahotzoas HaMeis doesn't apply to a Meis Mitzvah. That applies to any Meis. Person, you go to a funeral, you have to, you're involved with Mavatal Torah, Talmud Torah, go to a funeral. So some say for a Meis Mitzvah, you're chayiv to Mavatal Talmud Torah. For a regular Meis, unless you're one of the Krovin, you're not Mechuyiv, you're just a Rishus. You're allowed to Mavatal Talmud Torah. So it's Meis Mitzvah, you have to. That's one answer. Another answer is that over here, when it says Mavatal Talmud Torah, Lo Tzaz HaMeis, the kind of Meis Mitzvah it's talking about is not somebody who doesn't have anybody to bury. Rashi says Meis Mitzvah means somebody who nobody is buried. Meis Mitzvah means anybody who doesn't have enough people at the funeral that fits their covet, which is, for somebody who learned, 600,000 people. And somebody who, what's it called, was a Talmud Chacham, there's no shir. For a Stam Yid is, I don't remember what this, the shir is. In any case, okay, but there's a shir. How many people is the minimum covet for a person at a funeral, and if you don't have that amount, then you can be Mavatal Talmud Torah, and that's called a Meis Mitzvah. But God be bad, he's a Meis Mitzvah, he doesn't have enough people. Mavatal Talmud Torah, Lotzos HaMeis Lech Nosos Kalim. Now, Avodo Meis Mitzvah of it. If you have Avod and a Meis Mitzvah, that's also clear to me, that Meis Mitzvah comes first, Milva L'Achoso. Right? From, we learned that from the word L'Achoso, the Tanya, and this is the Brisa, that where we learned that. The L'Achoso, it says by a Nazir, that he's Metame, what's it called, that he's not Metame L'Achoso. Right? Matamad Lomer, Hare Shehoye Holech Lishchol Espischo, V'Lomel Espino, the Shomer Shemesh Lomes, Yochel Yitame, Amras lo yitami. Yochol kishem shenu matami lachoso. Kachenu matami lemesh mitzvah. Tamid lomer v'lachoso. Lachoso hu deinu matami avu matami lemesh mitzvah. Okay, this is a longer brisa. The brisa starts with, it says, that what's it called? That Nazir is not allowed to matami to anybody, like a kohen gadol. Then it says, la'aviv, la'imo, la'achiv, la'choso, lo yitami. So Gemara says, you don't need this pasuk. It says you can't matami to anybody. Why does it have to tell me, la'achiv, la'choso, not? So each one we learn something else. First one we learn out, if the Nazir, what's it called, can't be matami la'choso, but he can be matami l'mesh mitzvah. And he's not matami la'aviv, but he's matami to a mesh mitzvah. So what do you need imo for? Because in case the kohen gadol, the Nazir would also be a kohen gadol. Nazir v'kohen gadol. Can't be matame the emo, but he could be matame the mesh mitzvah. Right? And the Gemara goes, well, Rashi's going to say it. We'll see the Rashi in fact. Midrav Yosef Chayin, the Doris Mishpacha, that Mishpachos Kahuna, Mavakul Avoda for the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah. Ulachoso matam lomer, Gabi Nazir Ksi. Al Nefesh Mesh Lo Yavo. Says in general by a Nazir, he can't be matame to any mason. And then it says, Harei Kol Mashma, it's Mashma, he can't be Matami to anybody. Hodr Ksi, Basrei, right after that it says, Kroy Yisera, La'aviv, La'imo, La'achiv, La'choso, Lo Yitam. Even his father, mother, why do you have to need that? All I have to say is, he can't be Matami to anybody, finished. Why do I have to say now, Aviv, Imo, Dorish, Lo Besifri, La'aviv, Lo Yitam, Av, Matami, Lo Meish Mitzvah. Comes to tell me, only La'aviv is not Lo Matami, but a Meish Mitzvah is allowed to Matami, and knows it. Le'imo matamid lomer, shim kohen v'nozer, he's a kohen and a nozer. Now he has two kedushas. Afo pishu kodesh beis kedushos, le'imo lo yitami, ava matami lo meish mitzvah. Only his mother not, but a meish mitzvah yes. Lo'achiv, why does it say lo'achiv? Shim hoya kohen godel v'nozer. There's two great kedushas, still he's matami lo meish mitzvah. Lo'achiv lo yitami, ava matami lo meish mitzvah. Da'al korgul kulim u'utem meish mitzvah asu. He all came to tell me, only these krovin he can't be matami, but a meish mitzvah, yes. And a meish mitzvah is in all different situations where there's more kedusha, still he can be matami the meish mitzvah. Hilkach meinu inyan lo, tinu inyan l'chaveru. V'lachoso matami, so what does it say, achoso? The im eino inyan le'eil, tinu inyan l'inyan bitl avoda, umila mitnei meish mitzvah. Guy's going to be makrid the korban pesach. Or he's going to make a bris milah. And he sees a meish mitzvah, so he also is mevatel the mitzvah in order to bury the mesh mitzvah. Okay. So therefore I know that avoda is pushed away by a mesh mitzvah. All these things are clear. Boy, Rava. Now, Rava, so I'll tell you the one I don't know. Mikra Megillah, mesh mitzvah. Haiminai order. Mikra Megillah and mesh mitzvah. Which one's more chomer? And again, here's the same shaila. Some say it means that the Shiloh was only if in the end you're going to be able to read Megillah, but you take care of the Mesh Mitzvah first. But if you mevatel the Megillah altogether, and you could bury the guy later, it's a question, the guy's going to be able to be buried later, then Avada, you wait to bury the Mesh later, and you read the Megillah. And others say no, even if it means delaying burying the Mesh, which is Bizli a Mesh, you're not mevasa him, and even if it means you won't read Megillah, you don't read Megillah. Mar says, Mikra Megillah or the Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. What's the Shaila? Is Mikra Megillah more choshuv than Meis Mitzvah because of Pirsumei Nisa? Or Dilma Meis Mitzvah or the Mishum Kovet Abrius? Or maybe Meis Mitzvah is Kovet Abrius, a Bizui Ameis to leave him unburied. So maybe Meis Mitzvah is more chomer. Bosa the boy, other Pasha. So Rava, after he asked the Shaila, he resolved it himself. Meis Mitzvah or the Meis Mitzvah is more important. Domar Mar, Godel Kovet Abrius, Shadokhalo Sasa Shabbatorah. Right, sometimes b'shevi altase, the rabbanim permitted you to be over an iser mitzum kovet abrius. For instance, not to take off kilayim or whatever you're wearing because of kovet abrius. So you don't have to get undressed in public in order to not be over the iser of kilayim. At least the rabbanim kilayim the rabbanim. They had it in brachas. Rashi. Shemesh lo meis, ach o achos, amras lo yitami, kishem she'ein nozer mevakul nezivu, so litami lekrovav, kach uzeh lo yivakul mitzvah. And I think just like a nozer doesn't stop his mitzvah being a nozer, in order to be metame, a person who is bringing korban pesach doesn't stop his mitzvah to be metame what's it called? Kamashmalon, Lameish Mitzvah he is. Just like a Nozer is Matami Lameish Mitzvah. Es Losav, said the Chsiv Losucha Lissalim, Uksiv Hisalamta, Pam Shatom Esalim, Lozokim, Enel Tichvoldo. Right? Another case of Kovad Abrius is a Zokin Venel Chifoldo with an Aveda. He's not Chayiv to be Meshiv Aveda. What's it called if it's not Lefik Voldo? That's Kovad Abrius. Okay. Gufa. Omer Bishua ben Levi. Krach v'chol ha-somuch lo, v'chol ha-nira imo, nidon ki krach. He said that any walled city that reads on the 15th, it's not only the city within the walls, but any city that you can see that city, or is close to it, also reads on the 15th. Tana, somuch hafo pishen o nira, nira hafo pishen o somuch. Either one is enough. Close or you can see. If it's close and you don't see, or you can see but it's not close, either one also reads on the 15th. Where it says Bishlam and Yirach and Bishen or Somach, it's possible to see the city even if you're not close. Mashkach Aslach Gom the Yasin Baruch Shahar. Right, the city is sitting on top of a mountain, so you can look down and see the other city, or vice versa. Right, but you're not close. You're miles away. Could be on top of the mountain, much more than a meal. Now, a somach hafo pishen o nira, how could you have a city that's close and you can't see? Hechi meshkachesla, amrebir miyashiyoshevus benachal. The city is in a vadi, so you can't see over the walls, but it's close, it's within a meal. Even though you can't see the other city, but you're within a meal, that's good enough. Amrebishur ben lega, see Rashi, Benachal makom namuch. It's in a ditch in a vadi. Okay, benachal. Vom Rabbi Shuvan Levi krach shiyoshav ulasofukav. If you had a city that originally was populated, and then the wall was put around, Shaila is what that means. Some say it means that even if people just lived there, but they didn't build permanent houses, they set up tents, and then they built the wall around. And others hold that had to be mamish houses. There were houses put up before the wall was put around the city. Nidon kikfar. It's not a krach. It's a regular city. It reads on the 14th. There's Shiloh over here, what he was talking about. Rashi, the Rambam, seemed to say it's only talking about Bote Orichoma. It has nothing to do with Megillah. What's doing in this Masechta? Shiloh. Right? Because it has nothing to do with the laws of Megillah. Megillah doesn't make a difference whether the city was walled or populated first. If it's a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that's enough. Because the din of a walled city, Legabe Megillah, is because it was a more protected city. It doesn't make a difference if it was protected after. As long as it had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that's good enough. That's how those Rishonim learned. Other Rishonim learned the Shai was Legabe Megillah too. Just like by Bate Orichoma. Right, Bate Orichoma, not Bate Orichoma, Irchoma has certain halachas, right? A matzor is not allowed to go into a walled city. So it has special kedusha. Is that kedusha only if the wall was put up before the city was populated, or even if the wall was put up after the city was populated? We'll see in 1 second where we learn from Pasuk. So it for sure applies to the halachas of Irchoma. Shaila is, does it apply to the halachas of a krach, Legabi Megillah? From Rashi and the Rambam's Mashma it doesn't. Other Rishonim's Mashma it does. Okay, so, but we're talking for sure about Ir Choma. My Taima. Waitaka is a city that was populated first, and then the wall was put up, not considered an Ir Choma. See, the Ishki Yimkor Base Moshav Ir Choma. It says Base Moshav Ir Choma. Shehuka, meaning it was a Base Moshav when it was already an Ir Choma. It was a Base Moshav in an Ir Choma. That means there wasn't a Moshav there before there was a Choma. Shehukav ulevesof yosha. The Choma was there at the time that it became populated. Veloshi yoshav ulevesof hukav. Not where it was populated and then walled. Rashi. She yoshav ulevesof hukav. She nesyashev tchila bebatim. Rashi says over here also has to be houses. Ulevesof hukav Choma. And then they put the wall around it. If that's the way that it was, then it's not considered an Ir Choma. Right? For instance, over here, from what I understand, they didn't build the houses and then put the fence around. First, they put up a fence, and they built the houses within the fence. That would be an Ir Choma. But if they had put all the houses up and then fenced it in, that would not be an ir choma. Nidon kekfar linyan bote ari choma. And Rashi says, gabi bote ari choma. We're not talking about Megillah, we're talking about bote ari choma. And the Rishon will say, it's talking about Megillah, is that we shouldn't make it a mistake. And if we consider it an ir choma for Megillah, I might think consider it an ir choma for bote ari choma too. So therefore they made it equal. That's the svara of the ones that say that it has to do with Megillah too. Beis Moshav Ir Choma. Beis Moshav Shel Ir Choma. It's a populated city that had a wall to begin with. Okay. The Omer of Shur ben Levi, Krach She'en Bo Asora Batlonim. A krach that doesn't have 10 batlonim in it. 10 batlonim, Rashi says, Asora batlonim, Shebetelim Imalachtam. They don't work. Shumitsuyim Tomim Beis HaKnesses Shachar Siyarvis. Right, they had to have 10 people, special people, didn't work, who were always around in the shul to make a minyan. Kidamrim seches brachos, kivin shabak or ishbarach, beveis haknesses, for the motza shom asara, he gets mad. So there always had to be 10 people, well, what's it called, learning around the shul, ready to daven. The Ramban says, no, they don't have to dafka be not working. They could work. Just they could take off work. Shachos mincha mar. Right, they're able to come to shul to daven. They're free at those times. And the Rambam learns that these are oskim b'tzorchei tzibur, 10 people who are free to do tzorchei tzibur. So a krach that doesn't have 10 batlonim is like a kfar. Okay, now there's machlokas, 3 shitas in Rishonim what this means. One shita is that it's talking about reading on the 15th. That if it's a city that has a wall around it, and it has 10 batlonim, that's when it reads on the 15th. If it's a city with a wall without 10 batlonim, then it reads on, like a kfar, right? Meaning that it doesn't read on the 15th, it's makdim liyom haknisa. It reads like, it doesn't have 10 batlonim, then one sheet does it either could read on the 15th, or it could be makdim like a kfar. That's one sheet. Another sheet is that if it doesn't have 10 batlonim, even if it has a wall, it reads on the 14th. But if it wants, it's like a kfar, it could also be makdim. And the other shita is that it's not talking about a krach with a wall. Any city with a wall, with batlon and without batlon, leaves on the 15th. It's talking about a big city. Krach over here means a big city, but it doesn't have 10 batlonim. Then, if it wants, it really reads on the 14th. Like regular, but it could be makdim like a kfar, since it doesn't have 10 batlonim. In order to be considered an ir gadol, which reads only on the 14th, it can't be makdim, you have to have 10 batlonim. If it doesn't have 10 batlonim, then it has a din of a kfar that could be makdim if it wants. Meir says, my kamash, v'lan tanina, it's a brisa. Ezeo ir gadola, kol sheish basor batlonim. What's considered an ir gadola? Anyone has 10 batlonim? Pachos mikan, hariz a kfar. Less than that is a kfar. So the ones who learn, like I just told you now, that it's a shilin and ear, fits perfectly. The ones who learn that it's talking about a krach, so this means just like an ear without 10 batlonim has a din of a kfar, a krach without 10 batlonim has a din of an ear. Where it says krach, it's strictly. You needed to tell me by the krach that even a krach, right, has the same din. Rashi. Taninu v'pirkin masisa krach itzrichle the whole krach inu elamakum shvokim shenichnosim shomi kol tzad. A krach means a place where people congregate. It's a place that has public shopping, markets. The gavul hu yosim ir gedola, and a krach is much bigger than even a big city. It's a metropolis of where people come and converge to do their shopping. So still, even though it doesn't have 10 batlonim, it doesn't have a din of an ir gadol. It has a din of a kfar. Afal gav v'mikle mi'alma, even though people come from all over, if it doesn't have 10 batlonim, and the chor, since there's people around, there's always going to be a minyan, because there's people coming from outside. No, it has to be 10 batlonim from the city itself. V'omre b'shul ben Levi, krach shechorev, v'levesof yoshav, nidon ki krach. A krach that originally had a wall, and then the wall was knocked down, the city was desolate, and then they rebuilt it, right? It's considered a krach. So my says, my chorev, what does that mean it was chorev? Ilay mechorvu chamosav, the walls fell down, right? Yoshav, yoshav in, lo yoshav lo, mashma, only if it was rebuilt, does it have a din of a krach. But if it wasn't rebuilt, not. V'atan yirbelezer b'yoshi omer, asher lo choma. And again, this is talking about ir choma, the shalas were talking about Megillah or not. It has, asher lo choma, this lo is spelled with a vav and an aleph, to tell me both things. It has a wall now, but even if it doesn't have a wall, lo with an aleph, if it had a wall, was good enough. It doesn't have to have a wall now. Even if it once had a wall, it's considered an ir choma. Afal pi she'ein lo asher, v'hoya lo kodem l'chei. Ela maichorav, shechor mi'asor baklonim. It had, what's it called, 10 baklonim, and then some of them died, or they left, they moved. So now there's no 10 baklonim, it still has the din of a krach, as long as there was once 10 baklonim there. And as long as there was once 10 baklonim, and then they came back. They came back. Rashi, the mikloy le mi alma, anoshim harbe. A lot of people come from outside the city. The esh harbe mi ambetem malacha, shein osim malacha elabim koma. A lot of people not working because they only do work when they're home. They don't do work when they're traveling to the shuk. Afilu haki boinim kvuim, still need 10 batlonim kvuim, the zimnim lo mishtachim, because sometimes the people who are there on vacation aren't available. Or they're shopping. Yishavin shechazer v'hukam. If it's talking that the wall was knocked down, you don't need it to be rebuilt. But if it's talking about where it originally had 10 baklonim, right? And then it got them back, it's good, they had to get them back. But if it never got them back, and there's not 10 baklonim now, then it's not considered an ir choma.